Welcome to the Friday Night Clive podcast with me, Clive Payne. In this podcast, we look back at the amazing charities, organisations and people we have chatted to over the past few months, all of whom have interesting and important stories to tell. Now, we've all been hit hard by the cost of living crisis, and many people are still finding it difficult to provide meals for their families and for themselves. Simone Connolly, who's the chief executive of Fair Share Midlands, talks to me now about the Big Give Appeal, and she's on the line now. Good evening, Simone.
Good evening, Clive. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for joining us. Simone, first of all, tell me about Fair Share Midlands.
Well, Fair Share Midlands is a charitable surplus food redistributor, and we're part of a network of Fair Shares all over the country, and we all do exactly the same thing. We provide a solution to the food industry for when food in the supply chain becomes surplus, and we connect that food up to charities and community groups across the country, but obviously Fair Share Midlands supports charities and community groups across the Midlands. We support nearly 600 community organisations, and every week our food that otherwise would have been wasted reaches about 70,000 people every single week.
That's an astonishing amount of people, but it's really good that it goes to them rather than go to waste, as you say.
Yeah, well, it's good for them because obviously they're eating good food, and when we say surplus, some people call it waste, we call it surplus food. It's all really good food. It's absolutely edible. It's nutritious. There's some snacks in there and some treats in there too that aren't necessarily too nutritious. But obviously then the kind of the environmental benefits of that food not being wasted is also, you know, there's double benefit. Food is not being wasted. It's good for the planet, and people are eating good food that ordinarily would probably go hungry.
Tell me about the Christmas Big Give Appeal then, and the Big Christmas Challenge Week.
Yeah, so winter is always a tougher time, particularly for people who are living in poverty. You know, children, the elderly, families get even more stretched. This year we're seeing far more families. In work, poverty is a real thing. I've been saying that now for the past few years. It's getting even worse. So both parents are working, less money to go around to pay for essential items. So we are appealing for people to support something that's called the Big Give Challenge. And what that does, it's a fantastic way of people supporting our work. It's going to help us redistribute 200,000 meals over the Christmas period. But the unique thing about the Big Give campaign is that every £1 that's donated, that £1 is doubled. So £1 helps us get 4 meals onto the tables of people that ordinarily are going to be struggling and not eating well. Instead, with the Big Give Challenge, it helps us get 8 meals onto people's tables. So it doubles people's donations. So it's just a really fantastic way for people to support our work and get food out to people that are going to ordinarily go without over the Christmas period.
Have you got a total in mind of how much money you want to raise for this?
Yeah, we're aiming to raise £50,000, and the campaign launched on Tuesday. It closes next Tuesday at 12 p.m. We're aiming to raise £50,000. That will help us distribute 200,000 meals over the Christmas period. So it is a big target. You know, people have got less money, so people are donating less. But what I would just say is anybody that's listening, if there's any way that they can support our work and help us keep our distribution going over the Christmas period, would be hugely grateful.
How much have you raised so far?
Well, I checked the total. I think it's about £8,000, which is about the same as kind of, you know, the Friday into the campaign as last year. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we've got a way to go, but it's not actually 8,000 to 50,000, because that 8,000 is actually worth 16,000.
A bit
complicated, but we have a way to go. We've got to keep pushing this. We need people to support us, obviously, and, you know, thank you for allowing me some time to speak to you tonight and open it to your listeners. We're hopeful we make the target, but like lots of charities, they are struggling for donations. You know, most listeners would know that Birmingham City Council have been in, you know, financial difficulty, so support from local authorities has been cut. It is a tough place to be at the minute, but, you know, there's more people that are coming forward for help, but charities are struggling to provide that help that people really, really need. So we just urge people to dig deep. If you've got £5 that you could donate, please do so. It's really quite easy to do. Just go onto our website, and it's front page of our website, Fair Share Midlands. But even £1, you know, £1, £2, £5, you know, your donation will be doubled.
And as you say, that pound would become £2, or the £5 would become £10, and so on. But let's be clear about this, Simone. If you think about it, this has been running since Tuesday. It's Friday evening, and you've already got 8,000 raised. That is extremely good going.
It really is, yeah. And there's lots of charities that are supported by the Big Give that are, you know, able to double their donations. But, you know, 200,000 meals with a £50,000 will go a long, long way. So we feel like it will be really good value for people's donations. But, yeah, we're going to keep pushing this. We're talking to you tonight and all of your listeners. Obviously, we've got people to talk to all over the weekend. And we'll be really, really pushing this right up until lunchtime on Tuesday.
What other organisations are involved in the appeal, Simone?
There's loads of charities, and how it kind of works is you get a trust or an investor that kind of backs you as an organisation. So we have to apply for this. It's a real privilege for us that we've been accepted to be part of the challenge. There's all different kind of investors, but there's all sorts of charities. I mean, Fair Share Midlands is an independent charity. We are part of the Fair Share Network, and there's other Fair Shares on there, say Fair Share Sussex and Surrey, for example. But obviously, we're appealing to people in the Midlands, but a whole range of different organisations that are looking for support during the during the Christmas period.
But why do you do this each year? I suppose that's probably a fairly obvious question, but you did this last year. What sort of reaction do you get from people, and what drives you to do this each year?
Well, first of all, it's a great way for the public to double their donation. You know, like I say, not everybody's got a lot of money. But if you have got, people have got £5 or £10, it doubles that donation. So that's great. That's a great way for people to feel like they're doing some good during December and during for the Christmas period. But it's also a great way for us to raise our profile. There'll be many listeners that I think, Fair Share Midlands, never heard of you before. So it gives us an opportunity to, you know, quite honestly get some airtime, you know, advertising on social media. And it's just unique. You know, most times throughout the year when people donate, that's it, £10 is £10. But this is just it's exceptional, and it allows us to talk about our work. Now, the work that we're doing, the services that we're providing, are really, really vital. You know, people are hungry. There's more people falling into poverty now, more people in poverty now than there was last year. Now, we are not here to, solve the poverty challenge or solve the economy, but what our role is to make sure that when there's good food being wasted, we need to get that food to people who need it the most. And the Big Give is just it's an intensive week. I would say wild to do it. It's a little bit crazy. It's very, very nerve-wracking because we obviously need to make the total. But we always want opportunities to talk about our work and help the, 70-odd thousand people that really need our support over the Christmas period.
For anybody listening who perhaps runs their own restaurant or their own food retailing outlet, and perhaps they've made an error with their ordering and they have got some surplus food, either now or, at any point up to Christmas, can they contact you directly in order for you to receive it for redistribution?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we've got a website. It's the best way to get in touch with us. There's all different, streams of how you get in touch with us. You might have people that are listening that have a little bit of spare time and want to volunteer. We always need volunteer van drivers, people to work in our warehouses. But yeah, absolutely, it's the food industry. Anybody from the food industry is listening, whether it's hospitality, retailers, distribution centres, farmers, manufacturers, just go to our website and put an inquiry in, or even just look for the traditional phone number, give us a call. We'd be delighted to hear from people.
What reaction do you get from the people whom you have helped?
Well, they're hugely grateful. Fair Share Midlands doesn't support individuals direct. We support organisations. But, we heard from our network of organisations. We recently did a survey. 96% of the charities and community organisations that we support with the food service have basically said that if it wasn't for Fair Share and the food and the service that they supply, we wouldn't be able to provide the food service that we do. So that's from them. And then obviously the people that are eating the food, many of those, you know, report that if it wasn't for us being able to access this community project and eat the food that they have available, we would be going hungry. You know, our children wouldn't be eating. You know, in Birmingham alone, there's a way over 100,000 children that are growing up in homes where the parents can't afford essential items, including food. So kids are going to school hungry. That affects their concentration, their attainment, their education. And then there's the elderly. You know, a whole range of individuals that are vulnerable for a variety of reasons that are eating the food that Fair Share redistributes that otherwise would have been wasted. So it's vital, particularly at a time where, you know, the cost of living is really carrying on impacting people.
Sure.
But yeah, the feedback is this is helping us. It's providing a lifeline.
Let's just recap briefly on how people can get involved then, because first of all, you know, you're looking for financial donations, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And literally donations from, as you said, from as little as a pound, that would then get doubled. So that would become £2 and so on and so on. And also you're looking for donations of surplus food from, you know, any outlet, really, as you've already illustrated what those are. How can we actually get in touch with you, Simone?
Yeah, the best way is just to go onto our website. People need to note the spelling of Fair Share, S-A-R-E, Share Midlands. You can donate very, very easily. If you're interested in giving us food, again, that's really easy to see how you do that. And it, you know, and if anybody's listening, that thing, you know, that sounds like a really great cause, we'd like to get involved. There's a way that you can kind of sign up to be a volunteer. But also, if you've got listeners that think, you know, actually didn't ever know about Fair Share and the work that I do, or, you know, would like to come down to one of our warehouses and have a look at the scale of surplus food and the scale of our operation, then please just get in touch. We'd love to hear from you.
I mean, you know, you're a great friend of the programme and you've been on a few times over the years. And I think that, you know, the work that Fair Share does as a national charity and Fair Share Midlands is astonishing, really, what you achieve. And it's really good that, you know, that you say you've got all your volunteers and, you know, everybody's so industrious and so busy. It's a sad sign of the times that you have to exist. And I mean that in the nicest possible way, because it would be nice for people not to go hungry, for there not to be surplus food going to waste. But at least you're doing something about it and turning that round, which I think is important.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's absolutely right that our, you know, our long-term ambition, our vision, if you like, is that we don't exist. We don't want people to be going hungry. There shouldn't be as much food as there is being wasted. But once those two issues do exist, we will do all we can to provide solutions to kind of bring those two issues together to get food onto the people of, onto the tables of people that probably wouldn't be eating well, or, you know, worse still, would be going hungry. But yeah, it's tough times, Clive. It's tough times, and we really would like listeners, if they could, to donate, just, you know, just so we can kind of increase our activity over the Christmas period. People, organisations and people need our support, and we need the support of listeners to enable us to do what we do.
Time to get your crystal ball out then. Do you think we'll ever achieve that where people aren't going hungry, and for organisations like Fair Share's work would almost become redundant then?
I think the reality is there's always going to be people that struggle financially. What I would say is that the food industry is absolutely getting leaner with their resources, including food waste or surplus food. The introduction of AI is improving technology, is improving systems, is improving data management. So we are absolutely, and that's a good thing for the planet, seeing a reduction in food that is being wasted. That makes our job even more complicated, because at that time, we're also seeing an increase in people who need support with food provision. So yes, maybe food waste in my lifetime might be really, really, you know, reduced. Still at the minute, we estimate there's 2 million tonnes of food that's being wasted across the food supply chain. And if listeners could kind of visualise, that's 2 million long wheelbase vans parked bumper to bumper. That's probably in the form kind of, you know, the West Midlands to Australia. That's a lot of food that's still being wasted. So there's still opportunities for us to do more and get that food to people that needs it. But will we ever see people that aren't going hungry in this country? Not so sure. Not so sure. We hope so. We have a vision for that to happen. We have a vision for, you know, at times where children are going to school when they're not hungry, but...
But you, as you
but
say,
sadly, I don't think that will happen, Clive.
No, and we can but try, though, as you say. Just remind us of your website again, please, Simone.
It's Fair Share Midlands. So Fair Share is spelled F-A-R-E. So Fair Share Midlands. It's all really easy to support us in whatever way that listeners can.
Simone Connolly, Chief Executive of Fair Share Midlands, thank you very much for talking to Friday Night Clive. That is your lot for this episode. You can catch the programme live every Friday night on Black Country Radio from 6 o'clock p.m. And if you like our podcast, please subscribe by heading to blackcountryradio.co.uk/podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts from. See you very soon. This is a Black Country Radio podcast presented by me, Clive Payne, and produced by Andy Caddick.